Hello and welcome to the award-winning Gutter. It's just 72 hours until the window slams shut on our sensitive fingers, our sensitive transfer fingers. This is the stage in the window I think I either like or hate the most. I'm not quite sure, I'm not quite at peace with it, because it's such a fast-moving story that I can barely function. I'm getting some sort of carpal tunnel thing going on in my wrist because I'm holding my phone so constantly and it's hurting me. But Carl Kopak's here to ease me through my pain, as is LKR, also known as Load of Cats Roberts, as is Neil Atkinson and Mike Kearney. 72 hours to go, and we watched Liverpool play football yesterday. We came out of that with a fresh set of opinions. I think that's the nature of the transfer window at this stage, that other wrinkle that is actual football. But I think the story that trumps all the stories is the one that broke as we were all sort of settling down after the match, was that Man City are in the box seat for Cody Gakpo. It's a fascinating story, that the Cody Gakpo story in the last 8 days, I'd say. He's a footballer that I think if you were to do, I'll start with you on this one, Carl. He's a footballer that I think if you were to do a poll amongst Liverpool fans two, three weeks ago, most would have said, sell Cody. Yeah, we'll take 60 million. 55, it's not a bad thing. Then we got to City talk about Tottenham and sort of murmurings of 70 and 75, and everyone was going, oh, I'll drive him to the airport. Sort of nonsense would come out from many, many quarters. Now we're hearing Man City will pay 85, apparently. But in parallel to that is the story of Cody Gakpo's renaissance as a footballer. And I don't think it's overstating it to say that in this limited amount of time, he's managed to reposition himself in the estimations of a huge amount of Liverpool fans. So I think if we did my poll again today, I think it might flip towards the majority. We'd say, on balance, let's keep Cody.